Like you, we're all about sports and the things that make sports great, like beer and wings. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida, online at ESPNSWFL.com.
I'm Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepard. Sheeman and Shepard, Chris on the other side of the glass on ESPN Southwest Florida. We got a lot going on here. It is a Red Alert Tuesday. We put people, teams, and situations on blast at the bottom of the hour. We've got Twitter Police, Sunshine State Edition coming up in just a bit as well. A lot of college football news we want to get to. And I stumbled across this article during the top of the hour. Melanie Coburn was a Washington football team cheerleader. As you know, Daniel Snyder being accused of having a workplace that is not friendly to women, to say the least.
And cheerleaders with nude pictures?
Yes.
Without their consent, some of them anyway?
Topless.
Do you know who she thinks is the leaker?
Who?
Let me guess.
The emails that got John Gruden fired?
Oh, okay.
Dan Snyder.
Dan Snyder's wife.
She says it was Dan Snyder. Now, okay. You ask, why would Dan Snyder open himself up to this? This is to make Bruce Allen look bad and put all the blame on him for the workplace problems.
And it takes the distraction. It gives it to away. It takes the investigator
attention off of him
and to other.
And John Gruden was just collateral damage.
Mm.
How about that? It's believable. It's plausible.
So Dan Snyder has basically fired two Grudens in the last 36 months?
Yes. It's an interesting take.
Well, if that should ever come out somewhere in one of those emails.
Well, we're not looking at any more emails. It's an open and closed case. That was the only thing to look at.
Nothing to see here.
Out of 650,000 emails, there were 5 bad ones.
Yep. Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
Not buying it. Sorry.
It's an interesting take. All right, we'll get into some college football news. But first, at 5-6 minutes past the hour, it's time for a SportsCenter rundown. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Chris.
SportsCenter update brought to you by Best Home Services. Service appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
Washington State fired head football coach Nick Rolovich and 4 other assistants after they failed to comply with a mandate requiring all state employees to be vaccinated for COVID. The Cleveland Browns do not believe Baker Mayfield's labrum injury will require surgery at this point, according to a league source, and Mayfield is getting a second opinion on that shoulder today. Major League Baseball playoff action 5:08 today. The Braves at the Dodgers. Atlanta with a 2-1 series lead there. And tonight, 7:30 on ESPN Southwest Florida, Game 4, Astros at Red Sox. Boston with the 2-1 lead in that series.
I'm confused by Surfside's text. I don't know if he's ripping on me or
no,
Chris.
No, he's ripping on me.
He says...
Did he text earlier in the day?
No, yeah. just now.
We were going back and forth earlier.
He said that
I don't look at the sport. I just look at how teams are assembled on paper, which is a complete
Was this
sham.
On the B channel?
No, I don't talk to him. He texted
here,
it once.
I'll read the text so the listeners aren't out in the dark.
Yeah, it's, I don't
he says,
know.
Yes, you are always correct, except all the times you are incredibly wrong. I get it that no one bats 1,000, as you say, but the reason you get called out repeatedly from listeners is because of your astonishing arrogance of thinking that you're always right. Just say, see, right there? I thought that was me. But it continues. Just saying. Now, to be fair, I don't listen every minute every day, so if you offered a rare morsel of being humble and admitted that you were wrong about the Dolphins, then I missed it, but that happens very rarely. So that's on you.
I guess he hasn't been listening.
No, he hasn't.
You abandoned.
I didn't abandon them. I've been very honest about the Miami Dolphins and how this rebuild has not worked out even the slightest in which they thought it would. I've been very honest about that.
It's early, Chris.
Outside of week one, I've been pretty down on this team, actually.
Did you say the Braves were up 2-1?
No, I said the Red Sox were up 2-1.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Braves are up 2-0.
Yeah, exactly. Well, 76 Hoosier misunderstood you because you did say that.
Well, 76 Hoosier was undefeated, so he was probably right and Chris was probably wrong. That's all I'm saying.
got lucky.
Grand Poobah says Jay Glazer had that take on Snyder Saturday. I did not see that. I don't watch Jay Glazer on Saturday, so I watch him on Sunday, if at all. But he must have tweeted that out. So maybe there's some smoke. There's some fire. Okay. And Surfside clarifying, no, that was totally meant for Chris. Okay. Yeah. Let's talk a little college football. Big news, Washington State. Nick Rolovich, as Chris mentioned in his rundown, and four assistants have been fired. They are state employees. The state of Washington has a mandatory a vaccine mandate effective today. Any employees of the state of Washington that are not vaccinated will be fired. He was effective today. Here is some sound. Washington State AD Pat Chun announces the firing of his football coach.
Today, Nick Rolovich was formally notified by the university that he has failed to meet the requirements as stated in the state of Washington Governor Inslee's Proclamation 21-14-1 related to vaccination requirements. The noncompliance with this requirement renders him ineligible to be employed at Washington State University and therefore can no longer fulfill the duties as a head coach of our football program effective immediately. The separation process has been initiated in accordance with the terms as specified in his contract.
So that's cause, huh? That's bye-bye, nothing?
Yep, your state employee.
Here is more. He says, Pat Chun, he's disappointed.
It is disheartening to be here today. Our football team is hurting. Our WSU community is fractured. Today will have a lasting impact on the young men, on our team, and the remaining coaches and staff. As a director of athletics and steward of this department, I take full ownership and responsibility for hiring Nick. In January of 2020, based on all the information we had at the time, including extensive references and conversations with knowledgeable football experts, we believe we found the perfect fit and a long-term solution for Washington State football. Unfortunately, we stand here today having to make a transition.
You know what I don't like about that comment? You know, you're making him seem like, oh, this was a stupid hire on my part. I don't like that. I don't care for that at all. I've told you on this show before, I see both sides of the argument. I personally don't like mandates, but I also said, look, there's sometimes consequences, and Nick decided to, you know, put his money where his mouth was, and he risked his job. He put his job at risk. I don't like that comment, though, from the AD.
Yeah,
like he's some bad guy, some pariah, because he didn't want to get the shot.
But, you know, again, if... Okay, you're going to hear both sides. Yes, sticking to his guns, sticking to your principles. Okay, then now you're fired. I don't know if he's got a family. I'm assuming he does or whatever. That kind of sucks. I don't know what kind of buyout he get or what happens with his contract. By the way, Chun also hired Lane Kiffin at FAU when he was there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he did. Oh. So look for, again, now who's going to replace him. And I'm going to throw a name out at you right now. Jim McElwain.
Okay.
He's one.
Central Michigan, right? Formerly in Florida.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah.
I
think Rolovich will get hired quickly by somewhere else.
Well, not this year.
No, not well. I mean,
how about LSU? We'll get into that in a moment.
He'd won three in a row in the Pac-12, though. It looked like that team was starting to turn it around.
Mm-hmm. One other thought, and I don't know if you saw this or Chris, you saw this in the radio trades regarding the mandates. I don't know if you know who Dan Bongino is. Dan Bongino has a radio show. There are basically two different radio shows that took up the Rush Limbaugh vacuum. There were 600 stations when Rush Limbaugh passed. Half of them were Clay Travis, and Dan Bongino got the other half. He's with Cumulus and Westwood One, about 300 stations each. Bongino's not in this market, but if you watch Fox News, you know who he is. He went on the air yesterday because they have a mandate at Cumulus as well. And he's double vaxxed. Also coming back fighting from cancer, but he said on a show yesterday, Cumulus, you can either have me or the mandate, but you will not have both. That's a guy with millions of dollars that just put everything on the line for his belief. So interesting story. I mean, this is going around. This is happening in a lot of places, and whether it be football, media, your workplace, your private workplaces. And some people are putting their foot down. So, anyway, just something to keep an eye on. Back to LSU, as we touched on that for a moment ago. I half threw out the possibility of their next head coach and whether it would be the Washington State guy, Nick Rolovich. Here's Jimbo Fisher, because he's getting all the questions.
Do you want to play the Feinbaum first and then Jimbo, or just keep it as is?
With that, okay, let's do that. Let's do that. Here is Paul Feinbaum on the possible LSU head coaching possibilities. This is on ESPN Radio.
Scott Woodward was the athletic director at Washington, where he hired Peterson out there, which was a big-time hire. Didn't stay that long, but it was still a very good hire. He went to Texas A&M and hired Jimbo Fisher. Scott Woodward originally worked at LSU when Nick Saban was there, and he got to know Jimbo Fisher. I think he would like to hire Jimbo Fisher. I'm not sure that's possible. And Jimbo yesterday tried to tamp it down, but I don't think that's going to happen. So where does he go? There was a report in The Athletic by Bruce Feldman that he's going to go after Dabo Swinney. I don't put a lot of stock in that. I mean, not that I don't think he will. I just don't think Dabo will take it. Mario Cristobal's name, of course, is being mentioned. An interesting name to keep your eyes on is Mel Tucker, who is at Michigan State right now and really doing a fantastic job.
That would not be the first time they go the Michigan State route. That's where they got Nick Saban, if you remember correctly.
But again, like we said yesterday, if James Franklin leaves to go wherever, maybe that Tucker ends up going over there, more of a Midwest guy. But, you know, there's a lot of Mel Tucker's name, Lane Kiffin's name, Bill Napier, Louisiana, Dave Aranda, Baylor.
Aranda, longtime defensive coordinator at LSU.
Yep.
Back to Jimbo for just a second. See, over the weekend, I read with his recent contract extension on top of the original $70 million, there was such an astronomical buyout. There's no way he would be able to go anywhere. Then I read yesterday there's zero buyout. His contract is he can leave without penalty. If that's true, then there's some more smoke here. But if not, I don't know. Because Jimbo, here, let's listen to Jimbo telling everybody he'll listen. He's not going to LSU. He's going to stay at College Station. Here he is.
There's nothing going on there. There's nothing happening there. And I don't be disrespectful to anybody else. I coached there. It was a great place. We won national championships. It is one of the best, you know, best places in America. It's a wonderful place. I love being an A&M, and I plan on being an A&M here and filling my whole contract. I love everything about this place. And let me tell you something else. And the way this place has embraced me and my family, and including our foundation, the things that are going on with our foundation, the way the people have embraced it, the way people have done everything here in College Station. I love everything about the people here, the administration here, and everybody in charge here, and the people who run this organization. And I love it here.
Down front, left.
That's about it. I don't know how else I can say it. Huh? I mean, that's about how else I can say it.
Do we believe him? Do we believe him?
Yeah, I believe him.
Finishing this contract?
I think what Feinbaum said, it was what we kind of talked about the other day about – I'm not sure how he. Of course, money can change everything. Most of the time, not every time, but I feel like he. I think he feels a little spurned by LSU from past problems.
Yeah, because his name come up every time.
Yeah, and then never got it. So yeah. I don't want to double his salary. I guess anything can happen. But
I'm not convinced that LSU is a better job than Texas A&M. Just on the surface.
Yeah, that's fair. Right now,
better place to live.
Well, you don't have to live on campus.
No. You understand.
But it's surrounding area.
Outside of College Station, it is farmland, baby.
Really?
Farmland. Couple of texts. Sister Jean says, all three of you are arrogant in your views. Craig, 97% correct. Pete, with any opinion about the Patriots. And Chris, with his wishy-washy Dolphins. But that's why I laugh so hard. Listen to you. Keep it up. You three are great. Thank you, Sister Jean.
Thanks, Sister Jean.
And Eric says, I think it's time for Jeff Brohm from Purdue to get a big job. Yeah, I agree. Get him out of there.
I mean, he's...
Get him out of there.
He's been fine. Like, he's fine.
He's got an upset win every year he's been there that he shouldn't have won.
And then he's got, like, four other losses where you're like, what is that?
And then it's still the Tom Allen factor to consider.
Oh, he ain't going anywhere. He's my man. We're going to build a statue of him.
What if Michigan State comes a-calling?
Why?
What if Michigan State comes a-calling? What if that happens? What if Mel Tucker leaves and they say, you know what?
Michigan State isn't going to pay more than IU did. Again, Tom Allen's like fifth highest paid coach in football. Michigan State's not doing that. They're not.
I think it's it'd be interesting. But it might.
I feel safe. And as Chris is alluding to, the win-loss total, because we have the toughest schedule in America, is not going to be so spectacular this year.
A&M has the toughest schedule in America.
No.
Yes.
Do they have six top tens on their schedule?
I believe.
No. They have four.
Let's look it up.
You know what A&M did this year that
Indiana has never done in the history of its program?
Be the number one team.
Bingo.
I really don't like you guys. We're going to shock the world Saturday night against Ohio State. That's in Bloomington, you know. That's worth
I hope you do. That might
be my lock of the weekend.
What's the spread on
You know what? I need to take my previous statement about Purdue back. Their losses this year are at Notre Dame and at home to Minnesota by 7 points.
Yeah.
Minnesota's not great, but not a horrendous loss. I take it back, Purdue. I apologize.
Wow. That was Chris, by the way.
Yeah.
Setting up. They might be undefeated by the time they line it up with IU at the end of the season.
I'm just shaking my head.
Yes, you get the Cincinnati was 8, Penn State was 4, Michigan State 10, and Michigan 6.
And Ohio
State. At the time. But Michigan may not be 6 by the time you're playing. They might be.
And we got Ohio State.
Ohio State 5, yeah.
And
are you guys going to be bowl eligible this year?
Iowa was ranked. Well, it's a tough call right now, Chris.
It's tight, isn't it?
I don't see any gimmies on this schedule. It's tough. Yeah, you guys are fighting for everything.
Iowa was 18th when you beat them.
Yeah. We had 6 ranked teams on our schedule.
But they were the number 2 team in the country at one point until they weren't.
2-4. Say Maryland and Rutgers are the wins left.
All right, good.
Rutgers might be tough.
Nah, we can still beat them. They're not there yet.
Who did Rutgers just had it? Rutgers just lost to Northwestern?
Yeah.
Northwestern.
They played Michigan tough.
They did.
I think that was a one-score game. They lost
four in a row. They lost to Michigan by 7. Ohio State got crushed them by 39. Michigan State crushed them by 18. And Northwestern, a bad Northwestern, beat them by 21-7 last week.
Michigan was up 21-0 in the first quarter. Like, the final score
was
a lot closer than what the game actually was.
Fine.
Well,
and Rutgers, I think Schiano will fix that program. I do. I think he's a really good college coach and can build a program in the Northeast. It's just not there yet.
It was 20-3 at halftime, and then Rutgers shut them out the second half and outscored them 10-0. That's something.
Right.
They shut them out.
It's something. But again, like the game flow, it was never. It wasn't like a back and forth 7-point.
It wasn't like last night's 7 lead change.
Exactly. Ugly. Mario Cristobal too. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with him.
Great text from Green Falcon. And that's why I love Chris. He's always willing to reconsider and change his opinion and apologize when incorrect.
All right.
What a fantastic text right there,
apologize for you knocking the Hoosiers. Apologize for knocking the Pistons, the 10th best team in the East.
First of all, I'm not going to apologize for those things because the Hoosiers are 2-4. You are what your record says you are. Not a good football team. And the Pistons, until I'm proven incorrect, you need to apologize.
First of all, we are a good football team. We're just playing better football teams on a ridiculous schedule. You put us in the Big 12, we're probably fighting with Oklahoma neck and neck for the final game of the year. Don't hit your little drum roll. Don't you dare. I saw you think about it. Bleep you, Chris. Don't do that.
Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, Texas, Baylor. What are those scores?
Kansas State.
Shut them all down.
Kansas State.
Oh, please crush Kansas State in our sleep.
It might be Kansas.
You know, also put us in the ACC. Who's better?
Well,
Wake Forest?
Yes.
Miami? We destroy all those schools.
I might have to concede the ACC.
Okay, so ACC champions, Indiana. Thank you.
No, not ACC. No. Like, you'd be, I think, competitive.
Be competitive.
We'd be in the ACC championship.
You know what? What's Virginia Tech's record? You guys remind me of Virginia Tech.
Yeah? Did they?
Probably a pretty good team, but the quarterback's just not that good.
Who's
that?
Pitt went in there again. Pickett, who's going to be a Heisman Trophy finalist, just went in and destroyed them.
I don't count him, though. He's 27.
It doesn't matter. He's playing great. Best quarterback they've had since Marino. And it's not even close.
Dodgers stink. Dodgers stink. You Florida fans down on Dan Mullen, you need to remember what the other side of the coin is like. You need to remember the Ron Zook years.
No, I like this. Read it. Go ahead.
Craig, wrong. What would a Indiana-Florida game look like? Mm-hmm. Hoosiers by 13.5 or
like
more.
It.
It's
like
time
it.
For Mullen to go.
There you go. Now you're talking.
Time for Mullen to go.
Like, do we remember what the Will Muschamp Gators looked like? Do we remember what Greg McElwain, come on, guys. I get it that this year hasn't been great, but you're also replacing a quarterback that was a Heisman Trophy finalist last year.
Yeah. Green Falcon says Craig needs to apologize for making me care at all when the Lions and the Red Cacti get blown out again. It's an unfair comment, Green
Falcon. You're 20-point underdogs at home against Ohio State this week. 20.
I'll lay it.
Oh, we'll cover. It's ridiculous. That's disrespectful.
No,
right there.
Because Ohio State had, again,
they're rolling.
It's like Cincinnati last week at UCF. They kept blowing them, doing what they need to do. You got to blow these teams that are on the precipice, and Indiana, Ohio State's five. You're getting blown out. You are getting blown out in this game by 30 plus. I'll mark that down. That might be my lock of the week now.
I think it's going to be my lock of the week.
Just try. Then you're both going
to
lose.
No, they got to blow out. Ohio State has to be blowing out teams to try to get into consideration to jump into the fourth spot
Pressure. They're going to push and they're going to make mistakes. That's what happens to all those Ryan Day teams. They push too hard and they make mistakes.
I actually think Ohio State's the second best team in the country. They fixed the defense. That offense is legit. It's always been legit. The defense was the problem. They got their bye week. They figured stuff out on that side of the ball. I think Ohio State's winning the Big Ten, and we'll get to the national championship game and lose to Georgia.
But let's look at it, okay? Let's be honest. The Oregon game that they lost, and look who they played. They beat Tulsa pretty good by 21. Akron, who cares? They won by 52. Rutgers was impressive, they won that by 39. In Maryland, they won by 49.
But again, I've said, it's the defense. The offense had looked good all year, I thought. It was the defense that was bad. It looks like they figured things out on that side of the ball.
They're home against Penn State in a couple weeks on the 30th. That should be an interesting game.
Yeah, better not overlook us.
You're the trap game.
Yep. Better watch out.
7:30, National TV, this Saturday night. That's what I'm stuck with. That's okay.
Stuck with.
No, that's what I know. I like watching your Hoosiers when they're on National TV.
I don't. I'll be rooting for them. I enjoy good football.
You're an ageist. You're anti-Indianaist.
You're an anti-Hoosite.
Yeah, you're an anti-Hoosier.
I am anti-Hoosier.
I don't like that about you.
This has nothing to do with you, Craig.
No, it feels like it does.
I really dislike that basketball program.
You should, because we beat you in many national championships.
Before I was born.
It doesn't matter.
But you take that.
It happened
that.
In my life.
But you take that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah, it did happen in my life.
A couple of them happened in your life.
Two happened in my lifetime. We beat North Carolina for the title. Two of our five banners.
I just said a couple.
Against North Carolina.
I was correct. Me right again.
See, we like North Carolina because we always beat them in important games, and including the Dockage-Michael Jordan game. I mean, we just always beat. No, we've got North Carolina's number.
Well, you really.
I wish we played you in the ACC Big Ten Challenge every year. I really do.
How about Notre Dame's 6.5-point favorite against USC Saturday night as well on NBC?
Actually, UNC just went into Indiana and got a 5-star kid out of the state. Another one.
For real?
Yeah, it's worked out well in the past. Sean May, Tyler Hansborough, Cody Zeller.
Again, this is why I don't like
it's
you.
It's a long list.
Mm. I don't like you.
Distinguished.
Fresh cut grass. You're right. New segment. Pick on Craig. Let me tell you something. It's Jordan rules around here. I get double teamed every day. It's 2-on-1.
You do not get double teamed.
Oh, yes,
how many
I do.
Times do I say, Craig, good point? Craig, good point.
You did say it once today. I was a little bit taken back. People, hurricane season's winding down, but you still got to make sure that your flood insurance is good. Don't let that lapse, all right? Don't delay. Call Damon Briss Farmers Insurance before it's too late. Make sure you're good to go with your homeowner's insurance, your autos, your boats, and the flood. You can still bundle and save on all of them. In fact, as we're slowly starting to wind down the year, it's a good time to review your policies, and if you're not with Damon Briss Farmers Insurance, you should be. I am. Damon Briss Farmers Insurance, one of the fastest growing agents in the country and a local agent right here. Same problems that you have, he has. He deals with them. You deal with them. You deal with them together. So be ready for the remainder of hurricane season and beyond. Damon Briss Farmers Insurance. Tom Craig sent you 239-202-2933. 239-202-2933. Damon Briss Farmers Insurance. Have you switched yet?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Oh.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. It's Sheeman and Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass on ESPN Southwest Florida. Thanks for tuning in on Tuesday. Red Alert Tuesday coming up in a minute. This text from Surfside. One final comment just for the record. I appraise real estate for a living, and I'm out visiting and walking property every day. I purposely schedule all of my property inspections for the afternoon just so I could be in my car and listen to your show. I think it's the best sports show in the business, and I love all of you guys, even though I disagree with Chris sometimes. Well done with the show, guys. Thank you, Surfside.
Well, yeah, what fun would it be if everybody agreed all the time. But yeah, thanks, Surfside. I mean, it's what it is. I mean,
I appreciate it. All right, it is time for Red Alert Tuesday, where we put people, teams, and situations on blast, round robin style. I have another healthy list again here today. Let's fire up the band. Let's do this.
This is too easy. Red Alert, Ben Simmons. Go away, even though financially probably impossible. Thrown out of practice today by Doc Rivers. Joel Embiid saying he's yet to speak to Simmons. Said it's not my job to babysit him. I'm trying to win. They don't care about his teammates. Don't care about him anymore. I don't know what the organization is going to do, but Ben Simmons, you are a sad, sad excuse for a professional athlete. Absolutely sad excuse for a professional athlete. Red Alert, Ben Simmons.
All right. Agreed. Red Alert, Dolphins. You lost to Urban Meyer.
Yeah, that's a good one.
The Jaguars. And you were outcoached on that next to last play. I'm sorry. You were, in fact. So forevermore. Yeah. Urban Meyer's first professional win against the Dolphins. Red Alert.
It's a really good one, Craig.
Thanks, man.
I was waiting for that one. Red Alert, my wife, Samantha.
Whoa!
NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, and tonight, the NBA tips off.
Yeah.
Sweetie.
Click, 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 click.
I'll see you after Thanksgiving.
Oh!
Red Alert, Cleveland Browns. I don't know if they have enough players to field the team on Thursday night. It is brutal. 20 players on the injured list right now. Baker Mayfield says he's still prepping to play. Good luck. Good luck with that. League source told ESPN the Browns also hope the franchise quarterback will avoid season-ending surgery. Oh, my. I work with physiotherapist Dave Matthews, not the singer, and do everything I possibly can after that. It's pain tolerance and wanting to be out there for my guys. Red Alert, Cleveland Browns.
All right.
Take the under.
Yes. Red Alert, Chris. Or should I say fair weather, Chris? When the going gets tough, Chris bails.
I don't bail.
Examples.
What are you talking about?
Dolphins.
I don't bail. Wow. I haven't bailed on the Dolphins.
Bears.
I have not bailed on the Bears.
Wait till Alabama loses two games in a season.
I haven't bailed on anybody. I'm realistic with my assessment of the team.
You know, I should be very afraid. Pete, he hired us. He'll flip on us one day.
In
it's
a second.
Happen.
In a second.
Chris, you're doing an amazing
Chris.
Job.
Red Alert, Alex Cora. You talk about playing the game the right way. You don't like Eduardo Rodriguez tapping his wrist, mocking Alex Cora after striking out. Was it Alex Cora or just a regular Astros player?
It was Carrera.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You cheated. You were suspended for a year for cheating, Alex. Let's not sit up on your high tower and tell other people how to play baseball the right way. Red Alert, Alex Cora.
Interesting.
Red Alert, Chris, everything you just said is BS. End of story. He's one of the best managers in the league.
Hold on. I didn't say he's not a great manager, did I?
I'm kidding. Look, Dusty Baker said nothing when Correa pointed to his watch and said, no, my time. No, Dusty Baker. I think some of that stuff gets overblown, but, you know.
What did I say
doesn't
that
want,
was wrong?
I'm just busting the job.
Well, you put me on Red Alert. Second time from that room.
He doesn't want bulletin board material, and I understand that. But I also know what Juan Rodriguez said. You know, you got that person that, hey, if we're going to have bat flips and people pointing at watches and everything else, everybody's saying baseball players don't have personality. They don't have this. They don't have that.
Let him show it, right?
I got no problem with it. I don't have any problem with it.
So you agree with me? You agree with me? Red alert, Alex Cora times two.
No. Somewhat agree with you.
Interesting.
No, you agree with me.
Whose turn is it?
Yours.
Yours.
Red alert, Julio Jones. It's now been 345 days since your last touchdown in the National Football League. Hmm. You went 0-for again last night with your three little catches. Granted, one was good. And, and you tweaked your hammy again, so probably going to miss some more time, Chris. That sandwich bet's coming.
Yeah,
fast.
It's not looking good.
Red alert, Julio Jones.
Red alert, Evander Kane submitting fake vaccine documentation to the league.
Good one, yeah.
That's probably not a good idea. You got hit with 21-game suspension. Anybody else surprised it's not more?
I thought that was like a federal law where you could do jail time. For that.
I was expecting more from Evander Kane. There are more games that he will be forced to miss this year.
It may be. I mean, you're putting people's lives in danger. I'm sorry. You know, everybody else, it's not right. It's not right.
Red alert.
Red alert, Zach Greinke, possibly Nick Pivetta. Greinke, I know you ain't getting out of the third inning tonight. That's going to be at least 4 to 5 runs there. Pivetta, you're starting to win me over a little bit. Your last two appearances for the Red Sox, you have 3.12 ERA, and you want to know in the postseason. But the potential is still there for the Astros to unload on you tonight as well. As I said, a red alert for both starting pitchers tonight, more so the Astros. They are in big trouble, but anyway, bet the over. Go over 10.
All right.
Red alert.
Okay. Red alert, Jared Goff. You know, I shouldn't care at this point at 0-6, but I do. Who throws the ball away on fourth down in the first quarter with two open receivers over the middle? Dude, what are you trying to do? I mean, the first pick in the draft is cool and all, but let's not do it with 0-17 record. Let's scratch a couple of W's along the way. That's all I'm saying. Red alert, Jared Goff, who might be benched for his revenge game against the Rams this week.
Red alert, Brian Flores. Negative 78 point differential this year in the NFL. That is second worst, only behind the Houston Texans.
How about that?
You got to be competitive, dude. Got to be competitive. Red alert, Brian Flores.
All right.
Last one, red alert, New York Yankees, Aaron Boone. Yankees announcing today that they've signed Aaron Boone to a new 3-year contract with an option for the 2025 season. That's all well and good, Yankees, but you better start to change your philosophy and how you attack the baseball. It's not all about power. You got to factor in a little small ball at times. It's not all about hitting a 3-run homer every time. Those days of Earl Weaver in the 70s and 80s and in the 70s, the Baltimore Orioles are long gone. Red alert, though, Aaron Boone. He could be the first manager fired if it doesn't work out by the All-Star break next year.
Red alert, LSU, and your unreasonable fan base. Ed Orgeron, he's gone. Go Tigers. We'll be gone anyway. You're not getting Jimbo, okay? You're not rehiring Nick Saban, all right? Whatever you get isn't going to be good enough for this fan base. Red alert, LSU fans. Go Tigers.
Red alert, Joe Judge. You have been outscored by 51 points over the last two games.
Ah.
Getting in front of the New York media and saying it will get better. Probably not a good start considering it can't really get worse than losing by an average of 26 a game. Red alert, Joe Judge.
All right.
I got one more.
I got two more.
All right. Red alert, Milwaukee Bucks. Please beat Brooklyn tonight, even though I think Brooklyn's going to win.
I think they are.
But I hope I'm wrong, but that might be one of my picks after splitting out last night. I don't know. I'm a red alert, but I don't know what the segment's become because – I'm probably going to take Brooklyn, but red alert Milwaukee, the emotion, the raising the banner of rings, all that stuff.
Let down spot.
Why do I think Brooklyn's going to win? Damn it. Red alert me and the whole pick.
Red alert, Patrick Mahomes' brother. I'm really getting tired of you. And 3 weeks ago, I didn't even know who you were.
Jackson.
Jackson Mahomes. I'm tired of you pouring water on people. I'm tired of you doing TikTok dances on Sean Taylor's number painted on the ground. You're living off your brother's fame and money, and your luck and your karma is going to run out someday. You're like that little annoying kid at school that maybe had really large friends or maybe a large brother. One day, you're going to be on your own, and you're going to pay for it. Red alert, Patrick Mahomes' brother, Jackson.
Red alert. Everybody on this show and everything on this show that picks games against the spread except me. Can somebody else try to get to 500 on the program, please? I'm talking to you two.
Stop it.
I've
given up winners out during the week.
I'm a three-time defending champion back in the past.
I'm only two games under 500.
I'm like Lombardi.
Long way to go.
Hold on. I'm still writing down all of these excuses. Red alert, Craig and Pete. I felt like I had to because you guys both put me on red alert, so it was a defensive red alert.
Mine was a joking red alert.
Mine was a retaliatory.
Strike.
And mine, I meant every word. Is that a Yeti notebook or a Yeti sticker on your notebook?
It's a Yeti sticker on the notebook.
I was gonna say, notebook, keep your words cool. I don't know what's going on there. So it's a sticker. All right. I thought it was...
No, I got a Roback sticker right there.
I don't know what that other one
was. Couple stickers.
All right.
It's a good polo, by the way. Roback. If anybody's thinking about it, do it.
Roback?
Yeah.
It's a polo?
It's a brand. Yeah, like a
shirt?
Like a dry fit golf shirt.
Okay.
Yeah. I got a couple of them.
Recommendation.
My purple and white LSU Tiger shirt.
Go Tigers.
Roback.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got Twitter Police, yes. Sunshine State, coming up next. Don't miss that. And next hour, we'll talk a little Everglades hockey with Chris Palin. That'll be fun. And another edition of Wikipedia. Commercial building owners and managers in town, you know, you got to get your Adams specs, the annual inspection for automatic doors. Call our friends at the Flying Locksmiths today. In fact, if you call them up and you call up Jeff, Nick, Randy, Daniel, and you say, hey, guys, Sheeman and Shepherd. They're not going to say, well, what was that? First of all, it's the most popular sports town talk show in town. But that's the code word. That's the code word. Sheeman and Shepherd for Flying Locksmiths. And if you say that, you'll get a free Adam inspection, $175 value at no cost. Restrictions apply, but just call the Flying Locksmiths, mention Sheeman and Shepherd, and get scheduled. They will take care of you. Their website, pretty neat, flyinglocksmiths.com, flyinglocksmiths.com. Then give them a call, 239-790-6880, 239-790-6880. Mention the code Sheeman and Shepherd and get your free automatic door inspection. Call the Flying Locksmiths now. The Flying Locksmiths, if it's on the door, we handle it. I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard, Sheeman and Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass on ESPN Southwest Florida. Thanks for tuning in on Tuesday. And we just finished Red Alert Tuesday. More to come. It is now time for the Twitter Police Sunshine State Edition, another Tuesday tradition like no other. This is basically Florida man, but, you know, weird stuff. Well, it's all the same thing. It's crazy.
Yep.
All right, Pete Shepard, take it away.
Here we go. Headline, two Florida teachers face charges from entering wrong home and a shooting took place.
Uh-oh.
In Vero Beach, two newly hired physical education teachers at a Florida elementary school were arrested after the shooting of a man whose apartment they entered thinking it belonged to someone else following a night of drinking. One of the teachers mistakenly climbed into bed with the man, his wife, and their baby.
Huh.
And the other teacher went to the bathroom before the male occupant of the house escorted them out. The teachers believed they had entered the apartment of one of their friends.
Huh.
Heard it 1,000 times.
Happens every day.
This one.
Florida man headline fled officers while driving a tractor trailer in the wrong direction on I-95.
Mm-hmm.
Florida man was taken into custody by Maryland State Police on Monday after police say he led officers while driving a tractor trailer in the wrong direction on I-95.
Mm-hmm.
Shortly before 12:30 in the afternoon, troopers responded to the Maryland House Travel Plaza for a reported theft and found a person who told police his jacket and keys were stolen while inside the plaza. The victim notified police the suspect was the driver of a specific tractor trailer. While the victim was informing police of the theft, Police were advised of a tractor trailer exiting the Travel Plaza on the wrong side.
Uh-oh.
Tractor trailer was traveling south in the northbound lanes of I-95 driving against traffic. 37-year-old Maurice Cooper stopped the tractor trailer on the fast shoulder in an active work zone where several highway workers were conducting road work. The trooper then exited the vehicle in an effort to make contact with the driver and climbed onto the passenger side of the tractor trailer.
Huh. How about that?
Through an open passenger side window, the trooper told the driver to shift the truck into park and hand over his keys. In response, the driver accelerated into the northbound lanes of I-95, again traveling south against northbound traffic.
Wrong move.
Trooper continued to yell at the driver to stop, but he refused. As the driver continued to accelerate, the trooper was subsequently thrown from the truck onto the highway. He suffered minor injuries, refused medical treatment.
Huh.
And then they finally got him.
They got him. They got their man.
Fellsmere man arrested after relations with a miniature horse.
Oh, dear Lord. That's a pony.
After noticing some...
No, it's a miniature horse.
Bungee cords around its neck, the owner of a miniature horse in Vero Beach installed
right?
cameras in her barn. A few days later, the owner saw a man entering the barn and standing in a sexual manner with the horse for nearly 2 hours. The man returned to the barn 3 times during the night. The man in the video, 57-year-old Santiago Victoria Fellsmere. The horse owner called the Indian River County Sheriff's Office to report the incident.
2 hours?
Deputies interviewed Santiago, who admitted to having sex with the horse. He also told deputies that he did not have permission to be in the barn. He was arrested, charged with 3 counts of burglary of a structure, and transported to the Indian River County Jail, where bond was set at $75,000.
I'll bet the horse didn't even know he was back there.
Of course. Man attempted to steal helicopter at Kissimmee Airport after a hit and run.
Wow.
A man driving a stolen car crashed through a fence at the Kissimmee Gateway Airport, drove onto the active runway and entered a helicopter and started pushing buttons in an attempt to fly it. Records show the investigation began with a hit and run crash near the intersection of Oak Street and Forest Avenue shortly before 8 a.m. this morning. Police said a man involved in the crash, 31-year-old Brandon Marty, then broke into an occupied home off Forest Avenue, took a pair of keys, car keys, drove off in a silver Nissan Altima parked in the driveway. This guy's a former football player at the U, by the way.
Really?
Records show. Then drove that stolen car to Kissimmee Gateway Airport, where he rammed it into a gate, leaving the car inoperable. Then he ran to a Ford F-150, got into an altercation with the truck's owner as that man tried to prevent Marty from stealing the truck, but was unsuccessful and had instead ended up being dragged by the truck. Mm. Then drove the truck to a helicopter, got inside, turned the keys in the ignition, and pressed buttons in an attempt to start the aircraft. Security guards confronted him, and after a verbal altercation, he drove off in the stolen Ford.
Note to self, if you're going to steal a helicopter, know how to fly a helicopter.
He's Marty facing charges of carjacking, burglary, grand theft, criminal mischief in their jurisdiction.
Hmm. Wow.
Unbelievable.
That's up there.
How about that?
That's pretty interesting. Helicopter.
Melbourne, Florida. Melbourne. A drunk Florida man thanked a good Samaritan who gave him a place to stay when he couldn't get home by peeing all over his bedroom and then attacking him.
Aww.
Victim said there was a party in downtown Melbourne on Saturday when he met Colin Gibe, who he described as a friend of a friend. The 23-year-old Gibe was drunk, didn't have a way to get home, couldn't provide his address, and the victim took him back to his place so he could have a, quote, safe place to be. The victim allowed Gibe to sleep in the room, and he went to sleep in another room for the night. Sunday morning, the victim heard noises from the house and found Gibe peeing everywhere in the room. Police say the victim repeatedly asked Gibe to leave, but he wouldn't. Instead, became upset and turned violent. He came at me with his junk out and attacked me, the victim said. Gibe, who is 6 feet tall and 170 pounds, punched the man multiple times, attempting to choke him and pushed him into a wall before the victim was able to wrestle him to the front door, call police, record show.
How about that?
When asked about the incident, Gibe said, quote, "You heard the whole story. There's nothing I need to tell you. Why am I here? Why am I here?" They found blood at the front door, holes in the walls, and the room saturated with urine.
That's a busy night.
Oh, my God.
That's a busy night.
All right. Miniature horses and ponies might be more similar than I initially thought.
Well, okay, but Espanol says 1,000% difference between a pony and a mini horse, but then Sister Jean said in Florida you could call a miniature horse a cheap date. That was funny.
One more. Florida man accused of Florida man in Lehigh Acres accused of jumping on a neighbor's trampoline while naked and later breaking into her home still unclothed. Adrian Lee Gonzalez, 21-year-old, was arrested Wednesday, charged with burglary and criminal mischief with property damage of more than $200.
Wow. Again.
According to the sheriff's office, Gonzalez Braidway showed up naked at his neighbor's home in Lehigh Acres and began tapping on the door. A resident asked if he needed assistance and didn't respond. 30 minutes later, the woman said she saw him jumping on her family trampoline while he was naked.
I wonder, Lehigh Acres, I wonder if he's a listener of ours.
When the woman saw Gonzalez Braidway groping himself, she called police, and he ran up to the woman's door demanding entry. She refused. He allegedly smashed the kitchen window. The woman gathered her two kids, a niece and nephew, and locked herself in her vehicle and then called the police. Lee County deputies arrived and took Gonzalez Braidway into custody. And that is that.
All right.
There you go. There's a lot of
Take it back. Ponies are bigger than miniature horses.
Really?
Yeah. Ponies about 58 inches in height, while miniature horses are 34 to 38 inches.
How many? Then the Shetland ponies.
Hold on. You're measuring it all wrong. You don't measure in inches with a horse. Measure with hands.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just reading what it says. 14 hands, 2 inches for the miniature horse, and they don't give me that for the pony.
Well, I can't take your information then. It's wrong.
You know what, Craig? Don't take my information. I'd prefer that you leave it.
Speaking of information, we ran a tad late there. The Sheman & Shepherd cash grab is now active.
Do you have the word?
Coffee. Do I have the right word?
I threw that sheet away.
Coffee.
What?
C-O-F-F-E-E. Coffee. And you text that in at 45911 or our app or our website, and you could win $500 in the next 14 minutes. Brought to you by Andajar and Levine Accident Attorneys.
Yeah, you're right.
Said everyone all the time. And
yeah, I take it back. You're wrong.
Oh. All right.
I rescind.
Coming up, we'll talk with Chris Palin of the Everblades. We got Wikipedia.
I got Adam Silver's response to the Ben Simmons situation moments ago.
That is next. Sheman and Shepherd. And let me make sure I don't have anything else here. I got it. I do have to tell you again, this will make us more late, but it's worth it. Friday, big happening going on here. NFL Hall of Famer and legendary Bears coach Mike Dick, I want you to join him October 22nd for an unforgettable night at the Hilton Naples for his first annual Gridiron Gala for Gridiron Gates presented by Life in Naples. Hang out with Coach Dick during the cocktail reception presented by My Capital. Enjoy live entertainment, a world-class meal, wine, and bid on once-in-a-lifetime auction packages while you help Coach Dick support grants for retired NFL players. Guys that played, that made the game what it is, but maybe played before the big money was out there. They've been struck with some financial need, medical expenses, and all of that. You can buy your tickets for the event or learn about other options to support this great cause at gridirongreatsnaples.org. Gridirongreatsnaples.org. And I'll be there. Pete will be there. We're going to do our show from out there on Friday. And then I'm emceeing the event. So we'll see you there. Sheman & Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.